Serendipity Jumbo. Assassin Muscle Ghetto.
Of the week.
It's a time of the week where we like to dive into the world of etymology, have a look at the history behind some of our favourite words. I am joined in studio right now by one of our wonderful producers, Eleanor Harrison-Dengate. Eleanor, good morning.
Good morning, Jess.
Now, what have you got for us this week?
Look, I thought I'd just run through the seasons. Because
okay,
why not?
Okay, why not? It is a bit of a change of the seasons at the moment.
Yeah.
We're in autumn.
We're in spring,
we're in
sweetheart.
Spring.
If you're in America, I guess. If you just come back from the Northern Hemisphere, do you have an excuse? You
no,
don't have an excuse.
I have no excuse. I'm just a little bit dumb.
But yeah, no, I just thought it'd be fun to run through because with the seasons, obviously, they're very old words, and so they have very basic meanings.
Okay,
usually. But they have changed a bit. But essentially, with spring where we are now, spring is pretty much exactly what you expect the etymology to be. It is literally the movement of springing to life.
Okay,
spring. And it's from Old English. It came probably from around the 1400s. Apparently, before that though, the word for spring was like Lent, because Lent literally means longer days.
Oh.
So, but you have it's the very obvious meaning of longer days, springing to life.
How do we get Lent in religion though?
Oh, I don't know. You're the one who went to Catholic school.
We've established. I don't remember a lot from that period.
But it's essentially, it's the same type of thing. It's when the days are starting to get longer.
Okay.
So, you know.
I guess Lent is like during our autumn, maybe?
Yes.
Yes, all right.
But it's in obviously it's all Northern Hemisphere based.
Oh, so Lordy Lord. All right, so we're springing to life. Coming to life in spring. I like that one. Old English. I like it.
Yeah, and apparently if you've ever done French, and also I think 15th century English, it's like printemps, or it means prime temps, or prime time, I guess, first time.
Okay.
It means the first season.
Okay.
So very basic stuff.
Very, very basic. Pretty self-explanatory.
So summer is also pretty self-explanatory. It just comes from, you know, a Proto-Germanic language. So they've all got things like that. And the stem is like sem or summa. And apparently it means something like half year.
Okay.
Or that's essentially what it means.
All right.
It's very straightforward.
That's very, very straightforward.
Yeah, essentially. It's like semi.
Okay.
Like so there are similar roots. So that they would come from the same place, but I don't think they're related
different
down here.
Variations.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you've got that kind of half year type
thing.
So half
year. I wonder why they thought summer was half year.
Because it's halfway from, so you go spring, summer, autumn, winter.
Get it. Yep. Mm-hmm. I thought you meant that it went for 6 months. I went, no.
No.
Okay, cool. Summer, half year.
And then we've got autumn, which is actually quite interesting because that comes from Old French. This is one of our few seasonal words that is
interesting.
Well, not interesting. I mean, they're all interesting. Come on, Jess. But the autumn is coming from Latin. So the others have all been
Old English and Proto-Germanic.
Yeah, so they've been following the Germanic stuff because obviously our oldest words in English and also I guess our simplest are usually, you know, Germanic, Old English.
But now we're coming from Latin.
Yeah.
Through French.
Yeah, so it's quite interesting. But essentially it could possibly, and I think it's unknown, but it could possibly mean something to do with like drying up.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
So
drying leaves, drying crops, everything's kind of wilting and dying for winter.
Mm. Okay. But before the 16th century, we did have an Old English word, and that Old English was harvest.
Harvest.
Yeah.
So they called it harvest, which again makes sense because that's the time of the year you would harvest your
crops. Exactly. It's very straightforward stuff. But it's interesting. It's one of those ones where it doesn't quite have, like all the other words, there are commonalities across lots of languages. But with autumn, for some bizarre reason, not. And even in America, obviously, they call autumn fall.
Mm.
A very literal
falling of the leaves.
Yeah, just literal meaning. But, you know, it's just that's kind of what's fun about this. Apparently there's some other types is like, I think Greek, and it's like thin or poron. I don't know how to say Greek, but that means like the waning of summer. But Lithuanian ruduo, that comes from reddish.
Okay.
And then Old Irish has got fogamar, which means underwinter. So they're all completely different sounding, completely different, unlike summer
but
and spring.
But there's such literal words that they have such literal definitions. And I think maybe, correct me if I'm wrong, that springs back to the fact that for centuries and decades and since the dawn of time, the seasons have been used to map the year and to map crops and to
definitely
map time passing.
That's why they're simple. It's just everyone's always used these.
Well, that's it.
And
they're
they
so
use
old.
Them consistently.
Mm, okay.
So that's why they're interesting. It's very, very old.
Yeah. Now we've got one last word.
We do have one last
season
one.
Left. Winter.
Winter. Winter, once again, it's from Proto-Germanic. And essentially it just means the wet season.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or white, old Irish. Call
white,
it.
Yeah.
Old, the that old makes Irish. Sense. Old, but old Irish. It's like Vindo.
Okay.
I'm not completely sure, but it does. It means white.
Okay.
So you've got these very simple,
very very simple, very literal translations and etymologies as well.
Yeah.
And these go back so far. That's really interesting, in my opinion, how far back they go.
Yeah.
But also how we can have so many different words that mean the same thing that are used in the same context around the world, especially with autumn. Autumn, you know, you had fall and all those other different words that you mentioned that I can't remember.
Yeah, but well, I mean, you know, Europe, you usually have these commonalities.
Yeah.
But for some bizarre reason, autumn is not.
Doesn't. Weird. Love it. Interesting. All right. I feel smarter.
Well, that's nice.
Which is always the goal on a Sunday morning. I feel smarter. So we're in spring. We've sprung to life. We're ready for summer.
Mm.
How much longer is there left of spring? When does summer start? Next
December
month?
1st.
Oh, I thought it was November. I thought we went November, December, January. Not December, January, February. I clearly need a basic lesson in like how the seasons work. It's obviously not one of my strong suits. It's not a point of strength in my knowledge, clearly. I remember when we were kids and we had to in like kindergarten, you had the felt board and you'd change the date every day and the weather and whether it was summer, autumn, winter, spring.
Yep, 5-year-olds.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, no Thursday. Clearly need to go back to those those roots in my education. My year 5 teachers failed me. I don't know the seasons. I also can't spell. What's the? Oh, there's one Wednesday. I can never spell Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah, no, it doesn't make. Never get Wednesday. And October. Struggle with October as well.
Why October?
Don't know.
There's nothing difficult about that one at all. I thought you were going to say February.
Oh, February.
No, went October.
February. Never get February either. Never, ever, ever get
what
February.
What do you get wrong about October? What is there to get wrong?
I don't know. When I write it, sometimes I get the C and the T around the... And I can spell it out. It's just if I write it quickly, I'll get the C and the T mixed up.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. A little inside. To my life. Oh, dear. Eleanor, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us this morning. Sometimes I feel smarter when Eleanor's in the studio and sometimes I really don't. And this is one of those.